Welcome, fans of the Justice League universe, or what was once called the Justice League universe by Charles Roven and others, but which eventually went ahead and adopted the previously unofficial title of DCEU. But the DC Extended Universe has now concluded. My name is Sam, and I started this podcast back in March of 2016. I didn't plan it, I just started it on a whim because I knew that there was a lot that I wanted to process and appreciate in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, and so I figured I might as well share my thoughts and interpretations with other fans. It turns out there was a very strong group of thoughtful people who really enjoyed that film, and then the films to follow, despite the negativity and drama that constantly surrounded and surrounds the DCEU. I always wanted this podcast to be a place for positivity and appreciation of the creative works, and I tried to maintain a tone of focusing on the creative substance of the DC films without distraction from social media fan wars, and without always sinking to the level of comparisons with other film universes, or just like listing things like I liked this and things I didn't like. I wanted to have more of a literary analysis and a substantive discussion of the films, rather than just, this was cool, or that part sucked, or even worse, this movie isn't as good as this other movie. I even had kind of an unofficial rule for a few years where we would not mention the Marvel Cinematic Universe at all. And so I started the podcast, and it got going, and it kept going, and I was very pleasantly surprised to find that there was a sizable audience of several thousand people each episode from across the globe, and I eventually brought in more voices like Alessandro and Rebecca, Nick and Sydney. It was really a lot of fun for many years as we extended beyond the great BVS, and we also covered Man of Steel, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Shazam, Birds of Prey, and Justice League. But I do have to apologize for not being active on this podcast feed for the past couple of years. Of course, there was the general decline in the DCEU investment and enthusiasm from the fans, but more than that, I just personally got really busy with other aspects of life. I ended up with 4 kids now, which, if you don't know, it's a lot of kids. And I also got promoted to be the department chair at my work, and then I also had some family things going on, like the death of my father last year from cancer. So although I never actually intended to stop making podcast episodes, for the last 2 years I was always just thinking like, oh, next week I'll get around to it, or next month will be a better month. But gradually, it just became a fact that there had been a couple years that went by. During that time, though, I actually continued to really enjoy the DCEU. As any listener of this podcast knows, of course, I'm a huge fan of Batman v Superman, as well as Man of Steel and Zack Snyder's Justice League, so I'm all about the Snyder side of the DC films. But I'm not part of the Snyder-only crowd. I was also happy to dig into James Wan's style, or to bring my older kids to see Shazam, and we all loved it. And I thought Birds of Prey was brilliant and vibrant and really high-caliber action with interesting character dynamics. And just this past year, Blue Beetle was my favorite film. And of course, many of these movies are very different in tone than Zack Snyder, and although the Snyder Dawn of Justice trilogy remains at the top of my list, I have really enjoyed the variability of the creativity in the DCEU. And I have legitimately really liked, I think, 12 of the 15 films. And even to my own surprise, I liked the Peacemaker series too, by the way. So I always felt bad that I kind of just let the podcast slip away the last couple years, because it might have seemed to outsiders that I was disgruntled with the last few films or something. To the contrary, I've really enjoyed them. And so, now that we're here at the official end of the DCEU, I want to do something to wrap things up in a more satisfying way for the podcast. What I'm planning to do is post audio commentaries for all of the films in the DCEU. I'm going to start by rebroadcasting the commentaries for Man of Steel, BVS, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Shazam, and Birds of Prey. And then I'm going to directly follow that up with new commentary episodes for Wonder Woman 1984, The Suicide Squad, Black Adam, Shazam Fury of the Gods, The Flash, Blue Beetle, and Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. We do have a commentary episode back in our feed from the theatrical Justice League, but I don't think I'm going to be reposting that one. Instead, I'll see if maybe later Alessandro and I can get together and do some commentaries for the various parts of Zack Snyder's Justice League. I'm also hoping that we might be able to eventually continue our detailed analysis of Man of Steel and Zack Snyder's Justice League, just because it would be awesome to round out the Dawn of Justice trilogy. But I can't make any promises. My kids are starting to get involved in more activities, and I know Alessandro has family stuff and work stuff as well, so we'll just have to see what happens. But keep an eye on this feed for a complete series of audio commentaries. And you are welcome to sync them up with the movies themselves if you want to do a DCEU rewatch. But our feedback in the past has been that these commentaries also work well as just a regular podcast episodes where people can kind of visualize and remember the film as it goes along. So thanks so much for all your support over the years. Thanks for your patience. And although I have to admit that Warner Brothers made several big mistakes on the executive and management side of things, and some of those mistakes even led to unfair and really troubling treatment of people, but in the spirit of positivity, I also have to say that there was a lot of really great creative energy and creative work that was invested into these DC characters and worlds over the past decade. And so there's a lot to enjoy and dig into, and regardless of what comes in the future, we will still have these movies.